that permeates throughout the entire town, city, communities that these Kohanim represent emanates from the Kaisley Beis Medrash of these Kohanim. The hashpa and impact that they have in their communities is just to be metired properly. It's literally game changing those communities. But it's as equally game changing for the younger light over the years that have had the schus to learn and to participate in the Avedis HaKadosh of these communities. And the purpose of this afternoon is to hear directly from the Rosh HaKadosh who are in the trenches, who are leading in the trenches of these communities, the milas, the benefits, perhaps some of the challenges of leaving an out-of-town community. And we're going to hear from three of the Rosh HaKadosh, the three organizers, in the formal part of the program, and then open the floor for conversation with the various Rosh HaKadosh that are sitting here, and have some time before Mincha so that those who have questions, want to have discussion, can feel free to do so. Without further ado, I'd like to ask Rav Nachum Winter to get the program started.
Thank you, Rav Baruch, for the introduction and for being a partner and organizing this tremendous maimon, not just this get-together between the lights, but the Holy Arch and Kala. Really, anyone of the Rosh HaKadosh over here could speak for many hours about the special opportunities about being in the community Kolo. But we settled on just hearing from three representatives, those that organized the Arch and Kala. We also agreed that we would start with the Katan, the smallest of the three organizers, so that's why I'm up here first. And I'd also like to take the opportunity to thank Neri Yisrael, not just for hosting the Arch and Kala, but on behalf of the Greater Washington Community Kolo, which I represent for the many years of partnership and guidance and friendship and the shtatfos, almost all our guys throughout the years have come from Neri Yisrael, and consider Neri Yisrael a full shutif in all that we've managed to accomplish. So, Yishu Kayach to Neri Yisrael, to Yeshiva, to Anhala. Okay, there's many facets of steiging and growth that one can have. I just want to focus on one sliver. The other speakers will focus on different things. That's the potential that one has when he's in a Makom Torah, when he's in a community kolo, to bring out his koiches. I think that in almost any kolo that you'll have, a community kolo is a very unique and dynamic opportunity and organization in the sense that it engages the community in multifaceted ways. You're learning with adults, there's children programming, there's from people, there's Torah de Kabbalah Batim, there's non-from people, and generally all the community kohelim that are here, they'll be engaging the community in all of those ways. And that will give a Yungman, first of all, an opportunity to find himself where his koichas lie. It's often that somebody is in yeshiva, he doesn't really know where he excels, where his interests are, where does he have a sipuk from. And because he has all those different experiences to expose himself to explore, he'll be able to find himself. I heard from a very chashuv, a rav in Lakewood, he's also Rosh Hashiva. My brother was there, he's a big mechanich, and he said that there's a lot of depression, it's matzoi by B'nai Torah. This is his own thought. And he said that the reason is because, in yeshiva, everybody's, kind of doing the same thing, and people go through a whole life, and they never really find themselves who they are. They're all kind of shtelling tzu to a certain surah. So that's something, whether it leads to depression or not, but there's certainly something that's common, that in yeshiva you don't necessarily have that opportunity to find your unique kaitreches, your unique opportunities, your unique talents, what interests you, what passions you. And a community kol is a very special place that affords that opportunity to kind of provide a smorgasbord of opportunities. Somebody could have children and adults and kirov and high-level learning, and really find where his passions and his kochos lie. Moreover, it's an opportunity to develop, you know, those kochos, even if somebody knows what he wants to do, whatever it is. But in the community kollel, he'll have those opportunities. If you think of like fitness, for example, you know, you exercise yourself. That's what expands your abilities, your ability to expend energy, to exercise, to run, to lift, to jump. Without actualizing that, it's not going to be developed. And in an opportunity like a kollel, bazunder, you're in a safe, you're in a makom tara, you're not just going berachayvus yir, but in through, you know, in a makom of shtaging, in a safe place, you'll also have opportunities to develop yourself, to learn how to speak, to engage balabatim, to prepare, to present shiurim, and all the different things that you can imagine that one needs to develop himself. The potential is there. These things are only really brought out and actualized when a person has the opportunity to do that and does that. And it's fundamentally, it's a whole, even the learning that somebody does, it's a different type of learning. My brother was a Rashkel in St. Louis, and he was recruiting. This was the first Chabura. It was very hard. And he was in Lakewood, and he's got very good guys that he was talking to, but they were very serious about their learning. They were concerned. You're going for a place, 6,000 Yigalite to 6 Yigalite, like, how are we going to learn? And he asked me what he should tell them, and I said, the answer is it's true that in Lakewood there's 6,000 Yigalite. But you're a passenger on the train with 6,000. When you're going to a community kollel, you're not a passenger on a with 6 people on the train. You're a conductor. Each and every one of you is a Baal Achrayus, is fearing the train. And that's a whole different experience. And my brother got back to me, he told me a year later, this person came to him and said, I can't imagine how well I'm learning here, even better than I did in Lakewood. So it opens up the kaychus, the being achray, the being responsible, mattering to the olam if you're there or not, and if you're a lebedik, and if you're getting the sugya. It's something that opens up the kaychus. Reb Ezra, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to share this story, but I think it's okay, or else I wouldn't. But you could corroborate this. He told me that Adatan Rav, in a pretty big-sized community, was looking for an assistant rabbi, and he was interviewing different candidates. And he got some good candidates, and he was willing to interview more. But he told Reb Ezra, he's only willing to interview candidates from community kollel. Based on the interviews, the candidates that he had, and he spoke and he saw that somebody that's coming from a community kollel is just in a whole different place as far as being having this kechus developed, having an understanding of communities, being able to speak, to engage, to understand the sensitivities that are involved. And although he was interested, you know, and open to hearing different candidates that would present themselves only if they came from a community kollel. And this is, I think, what we're talking about over here, that somebody that's in a community kollel for a number of years really developed those kochos and those abilities. Everybody here has rebbeim and shmuzin, and I don't want to give drushes to the chavra over here, but there is a gemara on ksuv, on kuf gimel, that I think is very nagea. It's also quoted in Bava Metzia and Daf Pehei Amud Beis. And two of the great talmidim of Rabbi Akadosh, the famous gemara, the chiyavu mitzvah Reb Chanina and Reb Chia. Reb Chanina and Reb Chia, they're arguing and learning. Amrle Reb Chanina and Reb Chia, v'hadi didi menatzta. You're arguing with me, Reb Chanina says to Reb Chia. Demchas v'shom neshtacha terem yisrom hadarna lei mipipulai. That if Chas v'shom, Chaisel, forget their Torah, I would be able to bring it back. How could you argue with me who has so much kayach and Torah? It sounds like a good taina. What could you respond to that? How could you argue with somebody that has such kayach and Torah? So Reb Chiya responded to him, Amalei ana avdi delo mishkach and Torah Mishrael. The Gemara goes on and describes the famous Maisa, that he went out, he went to a place that the Pashut, they didn't have teachers, and he did teach them. And the Gemara concludes, V'hainu dam a Rebbe, Kama gedolim maisechia, how wondrous are the actions of Reb Chiya, seemingly siding with Reb Chiya's response to Reb Chanina. Maybe it's true that potentially you have the ability, if Klal Yisrael forget the Torah, but me, Reb Chiya, I'm actualizing that I'm doing that. The Gemara seems to be masik that that was a teres mensachas and accepts that. So a community kol is a wonderful opportunity to continue steiging in a makom Torah, in a safe environment, and to continue to develop your kaiches in so many different ways. Yeshuvah.
All set.
My name is Daniel Kransky. I am Rosh Kol of the Atlanta Scholars Kol. I was in Israel for many, many years, and then I went to Columbus, Ohio for 4 years as in the Kol there, and now we're in Atlanta for 12 and a half years. We came to Atlanta 12 and a half years ago. Our son Shimon, some of you may know my son Shimon. So Shimon, his bar mitzvah was right after Sukkot. First, we just came to Atlanta in El, and now after Sukkot, this is bar mitzvah. So we made the bar mitzvah. Atlanta has a very large shul and a very, very large kiddush. The kiddush is a mixed kiddush, men and women, from people, but it's a mixed kiddush. So we sponsored the kiddush for our son's bar mitzvah. My wife and I were standing there on the side of the kiddush, and people were coming over and wishing us mazel tov. So we're standing there, everybody coming over, mazel tov. So a man came over, my wife's standing next to me, a man came over on this side. He said, wishes me mazel tov. And he says, would it be appropriate for me to tell your wife that I think that her dress is beautiful? So I said, no, that would not be appropriate. So he said, I'm glad I asked. Now, I want to convince you to come live out of town, so why am I telling you that nicer? When you go to an out-of-town community, and every single one of the Rosh HaKol here can tell you this, you have the opportunity to change the city. The shtat changes because of the B'nai Torah living in this city. Whether you're part of a community kollel, or whether you are a balabas who is working, living in an out-of-town community, you make a difference in changing the entire city. The Kollel in Atlanta was started by Rav Menachem Deitch. He's a builder. He came and he said, there's no girls' high school. He started a girls' high school. There was no yeshiva. He started a yeshiva. The mikveh was dilapidated. He was instrumental in building a new mikveh. It was a community, Dunwoody, which had one Shomer Shabbos Yid in the entire community, 20 minutes north of the main community. He sent people from the Kollel there. Today, there are over 200 families in a frum shul with their own mikveh and their own Erev. Mamish changed the city. It's in a daima what there was before the Kollel was there to what there is now. And it's not just the Kollel, it's the B'nai Torah that are living there. There's a person who moved to Atlanta a couple of years ago, a person who learned in yeshiva, learned in Kollel, and he's working now. But he didn't want to just work in any city. He came to Atlanta to work in Atlanta because he wanted to make a difference. His impact is huge. I cannot explain to you how much of a difference this family makes in the community. That he's there as a B'nai Torah working, that his wife, the impact that they have on everybody else, they see what it means to be B'nai Torah. Their kids, the way they raise their children, the way they talk, the things that they're interested in, the things that they're not interested in, it just makes a huge, huge, huge difference. A person who comes to an out-of-town community, even not as part of a kollel, but if you're coming as a B'nai Torah, you're memela part of the kollel olam. It's a small olam, so you're part of it automatically. And together with the other B'nai Torah, with the other Klei Kodesh in the city, you change the city. People become greater people. People's she'ifas change. People send their own children to learn yeshiva and to Beis Yaakov. People themselves grow. It's not just a question of sometimes there's kiruv making people Shomer Shabbos, but we're talking about people who are already Shomer Shabbos, making them into B'nai Torah. The only way they become B'nai Torah is by the examples that they see of everybody else being a B'nai Torah. And it is an incredibly impactful thing. Everybody is valuable, and you're valuable no matter where you live. You live in Brooklyn, you live in Baltimore, you live in Lakewood, you're making an impact. But when you live in an out-of-town community, the impact that you make is much more visible, and it's much more quickly impactful, what you do when you're there. And you see it. You see it b'chush. It doesn't take a long time. Within a few years, you see people who are mushba from your presence, just living there. You don't even have to go learn with anybody. Just being there already impacts everybody. So why did I tell you that Maisa? I told you about the person who asked me that question. What kind of question is that? The reason I tell you to you is because that was 12 and a half years ago. A few Shabbos ago, because of Shavuvim, all the Rabbanim were talking about Inyan Tznius. And the Rav of the Shul asked me, I have a minyan, and they asked me to speak on this inyan. This person who asked me the question is still living in Atlanta. He's still there. Now, he wasn't at the minyan, but he's still there in Atlanta. I told this Maisa b'fnei kolam ve'eda, there in the minyan a few weeks ago. I told this Maisa. You know what the reaction was? The same as your reaction. They were incredulous. What? How could he ask that question? They started laughing. People don't ask questions like that. But 12 and a half years ago, nobody would have laughed. 12 and a half years ago, they would have thought that it was normal. The 12 years ago, they would have just gone over to my wife and said it. But now, there's a large oilum that thinks properly, that has proper hashkafas. And they understand that, how can you say something like that to a woman? You don't talk like that to a woman. But that's because there are B'nai Torah in Shtat that are mashpia on everybody else. Nobody went around and lectured and said, oh, you're not allowed to talk like that to a woman. Nobody said that. But because we're living there, and there are B'nai Torah living there, it makes an impact and people grow. And today, there's a large segment of the Olam in Atlanta that understands how you talk to a woman and how you don't talk to a woman. And that's because of the B'nai Torah. You can make a huge impact in living in an out-of-town community, whether you go to an out-of-town kollel or whether you're working, you go to an out-of-town community, you can make a very, very great impact. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give you the kayach to make an impact wherever you live. But we, who are living in out-of-town communities, we're encouraging you to give it a very, very strong consideration.
Good afternoon. I want to thank Nei Yisrael for hosting, but more than that, for the last probably about 15 years, every summer we've had about 8 Bachrim from Nei Yisrael, and Nei Yisrael Bachrim, as Rav Chodesh Mashgiach said, the Mashgiach said that in the Mir Neret Yisrael, that Bachram from Nei Yisrael and one other yeshiva, he recognized are different and special. You're all a Bali Achrayas, and when you come for the seed programs in where I'm in Seattle, when you come, it's for a sense of responsibility, not looking for a good time, it's looking for responsibility, and many of you have followed up with Bachram, the boys of Seattle you've learned with for many, many years. My name is Avram David. I grew up in Brooklyn, and I went to Camp Karina, and we had Neighborhood Day. The camp was divided into 5 groups: Flappish, Borough Park, Queens,
Kensington,
Muncie, and out of town. So all you guys live out of town in Baltimore, so you don't have to come all the way to Seattle for out of town. But I want to share with you part of my story. I was learning in Lakewood, I got married, and I liked to travel. So the first summer we went one place, second summer we went to another place, and then I figured I should travel, but do something good as well. So Mr. Avi Shulman ran the seed programs, so I met with him, and he asked me if I can speak to a group of people. I said, no, I have a stage fright, I can't speak to people. I can have chavrusa learning, but So he says, you know, no thank you. But the Jewish Observer ran an article that the community of Santa Fe had a koilo, quote unquote. They were looking for somebody to learn with them. Santa Fe community said, we have 12, 13 families. We want to learn. So we have people who want to learn. We need somebody to help. They had a Rav, Rabbi Goldberg, but he was busy as a Rav, couldn't learn with everyone all day. So I answered the article, called them up, and went to Santa Fe for 6 weeks and learned with people who, first time they ever learned Mishnah, first time they ever learned Gemara, some first time ever learning Chumash. And we learned from 8 in the morning to 10 at night every day. After 6 weeks, they asked us to stay another 6 weeks. So we stayed till after Rosh Hashanah. We stayed for 3 months. And that enjoyment of learning with other people, besides for it making it the great sipug of having them learn the first time Mishnayos, first time Gemara, and getting them to learn, but for myself as well, I learned that summer more than I learned most other summers. So after 3 years of kolo, to be able to, I wanted to continue learning as long as I could, but I didn't have the liquid, didn't pay that well as kolo. And so after 3 years, it was either going to work, and the other good option was a community kolo. And at that point, Milwaukee was opening a community kolo. Seattle was opening one. I went for Shabbos Milwaukee, went to Seattle, and ended up in Seattle. I went there to be able to learn with people. This is back in 1991. I didn't go there to stay there for 28 years. I didn't go there not to stay there. I went for a year or two, and then we'll see, and then another year, and then another year. So that's been since 1991. In 1999, when we went to Eretz Yisrael to hire four new younger light for the Kailal, so I met a friend of mine who was learning in Kailal in the Mir. And he said to me, wow, I heard you're in Seattle. You have such great achrayas. So I said, why do I have more achrayas than you have? I'm achray for the people in Seattle. I'm achray for all Yidden, and you're achray for all Yidden. I just heard last night that one of the... there's a football team here in Baltimore, and it said on the cakes, Kol Yisrael Ravim. That's what... why am I more... I'm responsible as just as you're responsible. You're doing the responsibility for the people in Seattle and across America and across the world by sitting in the Kailo learning. So all of you, as you learn every day, you also operate for all Yidden in America. You're doing your achrayas to them by learning. So that was our conversation, we have an achrayas. And when younger light come to a city, or stay in Baltimore, stay in Brooklyn, but feel that they have achrayas for the rest of Klal Yisrael, whether they're kol younger light, whether they're rebbeim, whether they're working, they also still have that same achrayas. And if you have that achrayas, then you'll make a big difference in the wherever you're doing. There are times being in the out of town community. There are times which gets very hard. There are challenges. I don't mean that there's not so much pizza. You know, we don't have a great pizza shop and Dougie's or. But it gets hard. People are far away from their families. It's pressures of the community. Some communities have politics, financial pressures. So on one hand, I just read in biography of Reb Steinman that someone was running one of his maestas at girls' school, and he came to Reb Steinman and said, they want me to take more girls in the school, in the class. There's no more chairs. Simon says, you know, you can borrow some of the chairs from my house. That would be fine.
They don't have that.
So he says, there's probably going to be room to fit in. So the principal said, took his keys out of his pocket and says, this is too much. There's too much pressure, too much politics, too much everything. I'm going back to Cairo. So Simon said, okay, how do you know you didn't get up tomorrow morning? People have a purpose in the world. People have kaychas. All of you have kaychas. You're not using your kaifas. Rav Steinman tells his principal, how do you know you're going to wake up tomorrow morning? So he picked up the keys from the table and walked out back to his job. But there's also a tremendous sipa. There was a Russian family in 1992, just came from former Soviet Union to Seattle, came to Discovery Seminar, and they became Shomer Shabbos afterwards. And their son became one of the Cheshuvei Yeshivas, Cheshuvei Neri Yisrael. It's a little thing. It was a one Discovery Seminar back in June 92, which this family came, and you end up tremendous pairs. So we went to, I went for a chasna to St. Louis a few weeks ago. And a guy, Todd Kaufman, comes over and says, I've been meaning to thank you for many years. Last time I saw him was 17 years ago. Unfortunately or fortunately, because of my situation, we have Facebook. So I actually, since 15 years ago, I found him on Facebook 3 years ago and said hi to him, and he said hi back. But I didn't see him in 15 years, 17 years. And he says, a few times we, in the kollel that I learned with him, that changed his life. And now he's Shomer Shabbos, he has a family in St. Louis. And somebody else came to me in St. Louis. It was a woman who was single at the time and came to classes the kollel gave in Seattle. And she wasn't Shomer Shabbos at that point, but that led her to becoming Shomer Shabbos, has a beautiful family in St. Louis. So with different financial pressures or things, you're sometimes thinking of quitting, and the small amount of little things which we do, learning with people, meeting them a few times, can accomplish, change the world. So I thank you for spending a few minutes listening to me. There's other great chashuvim here, Rashi Kol from a number of other communities. So please take the opportunity to shmooze with us, learn with us, follow up with us at later times. Rabbi Bensi Epstein is not here, I'll speak for him. You're all invited to his house for Shabbos to see what the Dallas Kol is about, Dallas community is about, and what type of wonderful opportunities are out there. Thank you for listening.
I'd like to thank all the Rosh HaKoyel who presented, and please, the Vaisite, take advantage of opportunities. So a lot of chashuv Rosh HaKoyel sitting here. You'd like to have a conversation, learn about what's going on out of town. You'll be inspired. At least you'll be inspired. Whether you consider it or not, you'll at least be inspired. It's Kedai the time. Kol tov.